And then giving of thanks. How many of you complain? My favorite comment is, if I'm complaining, I'm not thankful. One of the personal exercises that I've tried to do and repeatedly and, occasionally attempt to do is go a day praying by only giving thanks. You would be surprised how difficult that is sometimes. Where all you're doing and concentrating during the full day is thanking God for whatever is coming your way, whatever it is. And this idea of thanksgiving is being grateful and expressing that gratitude to God for his activity and his actions and his availability to our circumstances and our situation. It's a great exercise to do. It's very difficult to do because we've been so practiced in asking. Not that that's bad, but one of the things that Paul, by the Spirit of God, exhorts us to do is to give thanks. And then the third one is prayer. This is the idea of this communion. In Psalms, it talks about early in the morning, my prayer goes up to you. It's about that relationship and maintaining that relationship. That's the praying without ceasing. It's that idea of I'm driving to work or I'm on the public transportation, and in my quiet meditation, my mind and my heart is in communion with God. These four things. And it tells us now it's beyond just the scope of my need or the need of my friend. There is a whole world that God wants us to be aware of that we might see his hand and his activity manifested in that very world. Pray for all men, for kings, for all those in authority. Why? So that the people of God can be what God intends for us to be.
So this is a very vast subject. We've sort of tried to put things together. There's one aspect of our prayer life that Matthew 6 ties in. Matthew 6 mentions three things. It mentions giving, mentions prayer, and it also mentions fasting. And we mentioned this on Sunday briefly, but it's something that we as brethren, we don't talk a lot about. And yet it's very biblical, and it's not just for the Old Testament, and that's not just for the kingdom to come. It's right now. It's a practice that we ought to be doing, and unfortunately we don't have time to talk about it. It's another one of those disciplines that really are connected to fasting. And if you want to talk to me later, I'd be happy to share with you. I wrote a paper on it. I'd be happy to share with you what I've written. But this thought of self-denial, this thought of there's a sense of urgency in a need, and you're laying aside, you're occupied with this before the Lord, and it's a practice that the Lord will move in and answer prayer. The Lord's going to answer prayer no matter what, but you're stressing your dependence upon him. You're stressing the urgency of the situation before him, and I would really encourage us. It's something that we don't hear a lot of ministry on, but it is a biblical practice. In closing, very quickly, to stress this need of prayer, I just want to close with just this illustration. Years ago, I know this was an actual event that really happened, and years ago there was a brother in the meeting. In a meeting, and this brother never opened his mouth verbally. He never spoke publicly. He never prayed publicly. He never gave out a hymn. And the brethren would always encourage him to do so. And he never took part publicly. And that brother passed away. After he passed away, about 2 months after he passed away, his assembly fell apart. They were biting and devouring one another. And the assembly was just a disaster. And someone had enough discernment to realize that this started to happen shortly after this brother passed away. So they went to his wife. Two brothers went to his wife and said, "We just happened to think that, is there any connection to the fact that your husband passed away and all these problems broke out in our assembly. And she said, what you don't know, what your brother never realized, is that my husband would come home and he would go to his room and he'd fall on his face and he begged the Lord to keep the assembly together. And he held on to the altar, as it were, and he wouldn't let go. And he would hold on in his mind to this brother, and he would hold on to this brother, and he would be the mediator between them, between both of them in prayer. And he would hold them together in prayer, the sister went on to say. And those two brothers were at odds right now, as this was being said. Not the two that visited. One of them was one that visited. And these two brothers went back and reported this to the assembly. The assembly fell down on their face before the Lord. And there was a revival that took place. Because one brother was a prayer warrior. I wonder, any prayer warriors here? Any brothers or sisters that pray? May it be so. May a brother close in prayer, please.